And I want to say good morning to Pastor Lucas Parks, who's on this line. Pastor Parks, good morning.
Good morning.
You've got serious concern about one particular bonfire. It's very close to your church. Tell us about the concerns, please.
Yeah, it's just the one at the Bloomfield Walkway there. So our concern is there's just not space for the size of bonfire that's there. So it's towering over homes whose windows are being boarded up as I speak. And businesses, if that thing collapses the other, you know, one way or the other, it'll actually land on top of businesses and land on top of homes. And then our church is, you know, a few meters further away than that. So for us, it's probably more of the heat on that. And then there's a public play park and a community center. There's an electrical substation that's feet away from it. So it just seems like a very unsafe place to be able to have a bonfire on a public car park.
And that picture that maybe you can see at the moment or that you've walked past this morning of the boarding up of the houses, people listening may think, oh, they're boarding up derelict buildings. They're actually boarding up the houses that people live in. The housing executive are out at the moment doing that.
Yeah, I mean the windows of those houses that they're boarding up are probably no more than 20 meters from a, I'm guessing, 60, 70 foot tall bonfire. So there's going to be some serious amount of heat coming off of that.
How many houses are being boarded up as you speak?
You know what, just kind of guessing, it looks like maybe, I don't know, 10 or so. There's a block of apartments that are right there. So
yeah, the people in those apartments, do they express, you know, joy at the fact that they're so close to the bonfire, they have a ringside seat, or do they think, holy heck, here we go again, our homes are at risk, and thankfully the housing executive are going to board up our windows until these people enjoy themselves, until all of us enjoy ourselves for the next 12 to 24 hours, or are they really concerned and fearful?
I don't know, so I can't speak for them and for all of them, you know, from just the messages and the kind of temperature that we gauge. It's probably a bit of both. It's probably a mixture. So I know there are some people that probably are happy that it's there, and there are definitely others who are not.
Yeah, Pastor, by your very accent, the suggestion is you're not originally from here. What do you make of us on that walkway? That particular, yeah, what will be a towering inferno, 20 meters away from people's homes, the housing executive boarding up the windows so as they're not incinerated. As a visiting pastor, how do you analyze it?
Well, I'm not exactly a visiting pastor. So I'm from here originally and then went to the States and came back. So I have dual citizenship. All my mom's side of the family are from here. We're actually, involved in the Orange. My grandfather was an Orange man out in the country and things like that. So this isn't new to me. I grew up around it as a kid. So I understand that. And our concern isn't a cultural one. It's not a political one. We're not trying to, take those things away from people. For us, our primary concern is the safety. This is just not a site that is appropriate for a fire this big. And so we're not here to try to make cultural statements or political statements. We're here to really, there's an actual fear of life and property being damaged here. So I guess there is an element of kind of intimidation that shouldn't be attached with bonfires as well. But that's in some ways a separate issue. So.
Do you feel intimidated? Do you feel that if you said to the police, please ask them not to strike the match, don't let them fire the petrol bomb at it, don't let it burn, there would be repercussions?
Well, there could be. I mean, my face is in the paper today, so I we'll see, I guess. But I don't think fear is the way that we should make our decisions. We should make decisions based on rational, logical ideas. And when public safety is so obviously at risk here on a council parking lot, we might not solve the bonfire issue across the whole country overnight, but certainly we can figure out one bonfire or two or three bonfires that take all the cultural, all the political arguments away from it, just don't seem to make any sense whatsoever. So that's our issue, is this particular bonfire just doesn't make any kind of logical sense. Take all the other kind of things away from it, and you're just still bewildered a bit.
And what do you make of the DUP, UUP, PUP not been available to speak about this injunction?
Well, I mean, I understand at some level. So I'm, on one hand, I'm glad the injunction was there. Somebody's starting to think a little bit logically, and I understand for some of the same reasons you've just mentioned why people might be hesitant to speak out and want to maybe just get past the 12th and the 13th and start to sort some of this out for next year. So on one hand, I don't blame them. But again, I'm more concerned about the safety element than not on here really to get after politicians or anything like that. I'll leave that for people smarter than me in that area. Our main issue is this just isn't a safe. This is a disaster just waiting to happen.
I think that's hard to argue with. Pastor Lucas Parks, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
A disaster waiting to happen. It's not unreasonable language when you think about it. It is a massive, massive structure. And as the pastor said, there are some houses that aren't much more than 20 metres away from where the flames will be dancing. They are being boarded up, literally, as we speak. The housing executive, I know if you've come from, I don't know, Spain or somewhere, and you've arrived and you're listening to this. Yes, we have a celebration here in Northern Ireland where we've allowed people to build this incredibly huge structure on council property, really close to people's houses. And a lot of the people in the general area are dancing with joy because of this, and other people wouldn't be so happy, but they're probably not going to say anything about it. Now, there is an incredibly high structure, which tonight, maybe between 11 and 12 o'clock, will be set on fire. But thankfully, we have the housing executive here in this part of the world, and they've rode in this morning to provide a service for the residents whereby they board up your windows to ensure that your windows just don't crack in the heat or that your house doesn't burst into flames. But there's no guarantee, of course, that your house won't burst into flames because this has happened in the past. But not on a grand scale. So until it does happen on a grand scale, we're going to continue to have fires like that here on that park in Northern Ireland. Okay, there was a bit of a restriction put on it. They can't build it any higher. But my goodness me, when we see the pictures of it, we think to ourselves, could it be any higher or any more threatening? And then there are other people who are looking at it saying, but this is such a celebration. This is an absolute example of fabulous ability to provide a structure that's bigger and better than any other celebratory structure anywhere else in Northern Ireland. And we should be applauding, absolutely applauding, the brilliance of the people who did it. So if you're from Spain, that's the backdrop to all of this.